Have you ever been to Wales? Yes? No? Well, Doctor Strange, Glove and Co. have decided to go all the way to bonnie Scotland on the promise of a trip of a lifetime. But it is not long before the four of them get lost.
Oh, no.
What?
Just see it. If we're lost, we're lost.
What? Me? Dr. Archibald Rufus Strangeglove, inventor of this mighty fine clockwork vehicle, the Strangemobile, admit publicly that we're lost?
Well, are we or aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Oh, there, there. I hate to see a strange man cry.
I don't know, though. It proves he is human.
Bleep, bleep. Or is he a monster?
I'm my own monster, actually.
Hey, look, over there. It's a man, dressed as a Scotsman. And he's piping over this way.
Och, well, hello there. I'm Scotty McScotsman. How can I help?
Hello! We're lost. Can you show us the way?
Simple, you can. You just pray a lot.
No. He means, can you show us the way to... Wait a minute. Where was it that we were supposed to be going exactly?
Scotland, bleep bleep.
He said, whereabouts exactly in Scotland, you ghoul? Dr. Strangeglove, whereabouts in Scotland are we meant to be going?
Well, I don't know. I just said Scotland.
Oh, well, you can take it from me. That is exactly where you are. Over there, see, that is known as the Canny Valley. Whereas this is the Uncanny Valley.
Oh, thanks. Come on, let's go.
Oh, hold your waist.
I beg your pardon.
I happen to be the Valley's tourist information vendor, and that'll be £300,060.20, please.
Well, look, I'm sorry, Mr. McScotsman. We don't carry that type of money around with us.
Och, now listen, you can. I didn't just dish out tantalising nuggets of priceless information for free.
Here's the 20 pence. We can owe you the rest.
Och, well, hello there. I'm Scotty McScotsman. How can I help you?
See ya.
See ya. Tar a bit.
That Scotty Scotman was a weird guy.
Or even strange.
Oh, you can say that again.
Strange.
The way he just started to repeat himself just before we left.
Must be all the neeps and tatters.
And also, did you start to notice something weird about his face?
Yes, he had this sort of big, thick, orange beard growing out of it. Big enough to hide a Highland coo in it.
Coo?
Cow.
No, I mean, that blank expressions and soulless eyes, it was like...
Like what?
Like... He wasn't really human.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh yes, I like that sound effect.
Bleep, bleep, look out, look out.
Oh yes, look over there. There are more people coming this way.
And they are all dressed as Scotsmen.
Yes, complete with the obligatory kilt, that furry pouch that dangles down, the big Scottish hat with a pom-pom, and the knives in their socks.
Knives?
Well, now that shows your ignorance.
What are we going to do?
Watch it, Ken. Watch it, Ken.
Nah, sorry. None of us are called Ken.
Bleep, bleep.
Well, he's called Dan. Martian Dan. That's close.
By Jove, missus. By Jove. What a beautiful day for dropping your trousers and singing, "I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts." Oh.
Nay, laddie, nay.
He wants me to neigh, apparently. Oh well, here goes.
Neigh! Neigh!
Sorry, that wasn't very good.
Neither was your Ken Dodd impression. Look, you lovely, wonderful people, we're just here for a holiday. We mean you no harm. We're not here to steal your jobs.
Nay, nay, nay.
Don't you dare, Dr. S.
Wait, I'm getting it now.
What is it, Miss Fate?
The villagers. Look at their faces. They got the same blank expressions and soulless eyes as the first Scotsman we saw. Remember? The one with the really obviously fake name?
And a fake beard. Bleep, bleep.
Oh, yes!
So what's to get?
Oh, Dr. Strangeglove and Mr. B. Are you two men so thick as to not know what this is? The Uncanny Valley? It's a hypothesis in the study of aesthetics, whereby something that isn't quite human looks much like a human, yet isn't quite.
So, you mean they're robots?
No, they're androids.
Get them! Get them good!
What's the difference?
They're spelt differently. Quickly, come on, they're going to attack us.
When I say run... Run!
Oh, you run swines, wait for me!
Oh, there's the car. Thank goodness.
Bleep, bleep.
Yeah, you know, I was almost worried that those creepy robot men and women would steal our car, thus preventing us from escaping.
I don't know why they turned on us like that. I hope it wasn't anything I said.
I shouldn't worry, Miss Fit. They were most probably disgusted with Dr. Strangeglove's impromptu stand-up comedy act.
Yes, it's called ad-libbing, and I'm very good at it.
Yes, well, you can ad-lib us away quickly, please, before the robots catch up with us.
Oh, yes, hang on, I just need to...
Where do you think you're going?
The new Strangemobile is clockwork, remember? I got to wind it up first, with this key.
Well, hurry up. Dr. S? What was that?
Well, we're in Scotland. It's most probably the Loch Ness Monster.
Dr. S! Dr. S! We've just been swallowed by the Loch Ness Monster!
How uncanny!
How uncanny!